I need to know, am I a weirdo?
Yeah, you're a Fruit Loop.
Wait, I haven't even told you why yet. Oh. Hold on, let me explain.
I thought that was a general statement.
No. No, I have a reasoning behind it. I want to know if I'm the only one who does this, okay? So I stopped early this morning to get gas. Thank you, guy. You were my reminder. Do not run out of gas. So I was like below E and I stopped to get gas early in the morning. But it's not even an early in the morning thing. Anytime I stop to get gas, I'm always scared somebody's going to jump in my car and steal it.
It is a weird thing to think, but I'm not going to hate on you because, like, you're a woman and there's crazies in the world. So I don't really know. I don't know.
But do you ever think that, like, when you're pumping your gas, you're always like, man, I hope somebody doesn't jump in my car and take it?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so
I'm thinking about how much gas prices are the whole time and getting annoyed at the gas pump.
Like, I will go as far as, because I always put my purse on my passenger seat, and so I'll make sure my car is locked while I'm pumping gas, but, like, my driver's door is open. And I'm like, what if somebody just jumped in and just took my car?
So do you experience this every time you pump gas?
Yeah.
The same emotion, the same feeling?
Yes.
That's scary.
I don't know why. That's why I'm wondering, is it rational? Does anybody? Thank you. 909 textants. Yes. I think about that often when I go get gas. Usually if it's really, really early or really, really late, you always know that the winners are out roaming the streets at that time. So I'm not the only one. Thank you, 909.
Okay, if I'm in some sort of unsafer area of Southern California and it's late, I might think, you know, who's around, what's going on. I've never thought, though, that deep into it, someone will actually steal my car.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm always, maybe it's just like worst case scenario, because if I see a bag of trash like on the side of the road, definitely a dead body in there.
Is that what you think, too?
Yep. 100%.
You need to get out of this mentality. I've got some good therapists over the years.
Maybe I watch too much Dateline. Maybe I need to get off the ID channel.
Wow. Okay, Kelly, I hate to admit it, but you might actually be onto something with your fear of getting your car stolen while you're pumping gas.
Yeah, I went and pumped gas earlier this morning, but it's not even just because it was early in the morning. Even if I'm like pumping gas in the afternoon, I'm always scared when I'm standing there waiting for it to pump, somebody is going to jump in my car and take off with it.
I thought you were nuts.
I don't think I am. A lot of people back me up. Angela in Cala Mesa, what do you think about this?
I just heard what you were talking about, how you were afraid that people would get into your car at the gas station. And I thought of a story that my friend told me. She was at a gas station here in town, and she saw someone get into someone else's car while they were pumping gas and was trying to drive away.
What?
And she played police officer and went over and started telling the ladies that owned the car that someone got into your car. And they went over to the driver's side door, and both of them grabbed the girl and started pulling her out, yanking her out of the car. And then she called the cops, and then the cops showed up, and she stayed there until they went and they actually got the girl.
I have goosebumps right now. So it happens. Like, my spidey senses were onto something.
It does. Ever since then, you lock your doors when you go in to pay for the gas. Lock your doors and keep them locked while you're pumping your gas.
Firstly, I think I owe Kelly an apology now that this actually happened.
Yes.
Secondly, I don't think you should have actually told her this story. Now she's going to make her more paranoid than ever. I don't know what you're thinking doing this.
It was so relatable. I had to. I'm like, this has happened, so your fears are legitimate.
Thank you. Thank you for validating my fears and not calling me a Fruit Loop.
Okay. You're welcome. You're welcome.
And she's not the only one. Look at the 909 says, don't feel bad that you feel that way because my father-in-law was getting gas and someone jumped in his truck and took it. Luckily, they were able to recover his truck.
This is unbelievable. I'm feeling very naive that I had some faith in humanity for a second, that this doesn't happen. But listen, so I'm a 911 dispatcher. This is from the 202. And this is a real thing. Not to freak you out or anything, but happens locally more than you think. Sorry. Okay, great.
One more thing to be scared about when you pump your gas now.
Again, do you want my therapist number?
You're welcome. Sorry. Sorry to throw one more thing on your Tuesday. Man, I feel like I need a drink after this conversation. I thought I was the only one with this irrational fear that someone's going to jump in my car at the gas station.
Well, apparently I was too understanding, and I'm very naive, and I do everything wrong.
You've been trusting way too many people.
Right.
Because as we're finding out, there are a lot of crazies out there. Bob in San Dimas, did you have something like this happen to you?
I had a similar thing happen. I stopped to pump gas. I went in to get a soda and left my cell phone sitting on the console of my pickup. got back and somebody took it.
Could I ask you where, what area you were in?
Chino.
People are so bold, and I think that's why I have this fear of, like, I wouldn't put anything past someone to, like, just jump in the car and drive away.
Yeah, no, I lock my car all the time.
See, and I will lock the other doors because I usually will put my purse on the passenger seat. So that door is locked so that nobody can open the door, but my driver's door is usually open.
It's crazy. It's just, it's, I look at it so logically that people don't do that, but they obviously do. Bold is the perfect way to describe it. You've got to be so bold.
Do you lock your car when you're at the gas station?
No, I don't do anything.
Okay, good, because we got a text message here from the 951. It says, who leaves their keys in the car while they're pumping gas?
We don't.
What we're finding out, we do, okay?